This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Overall, we had a pretty upbeat jobs report for March. The economy added 215,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked up slightly, but that's because more people have entered the workforce, which sounds like optimism to me. For more on the labor force participation rate and something called the civilian labor force, we've got Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to start us off.
2.4 million. That's how many people have joined the labor force just since September, which has pushed the percentage of adults either working or actively looking for work up month after month for the first time since the recession hit.
Many Americans who've been just not part of the economic game have been coming back to work.
Labor analyst Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says this is how low unemployment and a tougher market for employers is supposed to work.
I think we're getting people that employers were maybe shunning earlier into the recovery, particularly the long-term unemployed, people who were out of work for a long time.
This is helping one group in particular to get back on payrolls, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics.
It appears to be lower-skilled workers, those who don't have high school diplomas, where we've seen the biggest rise in the participation rate.
Which matches up well with the kinds of jobs being added most right now. Lower-skilled positions like operating a cash register, food prep and dishwashing at restaurants, hard physical labor in construction. There's one demographic group lagging, though, and worrying Aparna Mathur at the American Enterprise Institute, women.
You see that women are less actively participating in the labor market in the ages of 25 to 54, settling for part-time jobs, perhaps because of a lack of paid family leave program in the U.S.
These prime-age women are participating at a rate nearly 15% lower than men right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.